swing dancing. It may be rooted in the pre-Second World War past, when Benny Goodman and Glenn Miller were the rock stars of their day, but it has never really died out. If anything, it seems to be expanding these days with styles within a style. East Coast, West Coast, Lindy Hop, Blues, Charleston, Balboa. It's partner dancing for those who crave a little human contact, and it's a genuine skill with lots to learn. It's been part of Mark Hammer's world for quite some time, and we asked him to help us sort out some of these different languages of movement. He's the president emeritus of Swing Maui, and he's on the phone with us now. Good morning, Mark.
Aloha, good morning. How can I help you?
Well, I'm wondering what it is that draws people to swing dancing. I'm going to guess that it has something to do with dancing with somebody. Is that right?
Yes, I believe it's primarily social dancing versus performance dancing or competition dancing like you will see on television. It's about going out, socializing, and listening to some good music, and having some, you know, meaningful contact in a musical or rhythmic way with another person.
What kind of music is favored for swing dancing?
That depends on whether or not you are DJing or having live music.
Mm-hmm.
Some people prefer DJ music, in which case you'll have a lot of your big band sounds from the 30s and 40s. However, it's very difficult to put a 37-piece orchestra into a little nightclub here in Kihei.
Yes, it is.
So the 3-, 4-, and 5-piece combos that play live, and if you go out for live music, you'll be hearing more of what I call affectionately call the lounge music, which is swing music that has been written for or arranged for a smaller combo. Or you'll hear blues-based music, and that's pretty much what's played, and it depends, like I said, it depends upon which way you go.
Now, how do you define blues-based music? Because that can go in any number of different directions, yeah?
Oh, yeah. Blues is one of the most pervasive genres I've ever seen. It's also one of the most versatile. I think every serious recording artist has at some point in time in their career played and or recorded blues. It goes all the way back to, as you said, the pre-war era with Bessie Smith, T-Bone Walker, Lead Belly, Memphis Slim, those type of people,
mm-hmm.
through the people that were our contemporaries like Eric Clapton, B.B. King, Stevie Ray Vaughan, to very, very contemporary like Wynton Marsalis, Kev Moe, Brother Yusef.
That's quite a range of people you talked about, from Bessie Smith to Wynton Marsalis, for one thing. That's quite a stretch. And a lot of the music that I've seen cited as blues music for blues dancing kind of veers into jazz, Ellington, Nina Simone, people like that. That's not strictly the kind of Muddy Waters Chicago blues that some people might think, yeah?
Again, everybody plays blues. Everybody has played blues, including the big band swing orchestras will play mm-hmm. blues. Blues is a particular rhythm, a particular beat.
Yeah, I know.
It grew up alongside of, or it, blues dancing, I should say, developed alongside of swing dancing. The
mm-hmm.
The dancers that would dance in the Cotton Club and of the 1930s in Harlem would then go out to the juke joints and dance blues. Lindy Hop at the Savoy Ballroom with their one block long dance floor,
mm-hmm.
and then blues after hours. So, yeah, it's incredibly varied, and almost everybody plays it.
Well, what are the techniques? Say while we're talking about blues dancing, what are the techniques sort of specific to that? How do you move to that?
Like all dance, it's rhythm-based.
So I'm thinking, for example, a typical blues rhythm is what we call the shuffle, right?
Correct.
So it's 3/4, in a sense, 1-2-3, 1-2-3, 1-2-3, 1-2-3, 1-2-3. But it's yet you're counting four, but you're doing 3s/4. Is that something that the dancer would keep in mind?
He would if the music told him to do so. Mm-hmm. Remember, the dance is as varied as the music is. If the music is 3/4, sure. If the music takes a little bit different style, then you would modify the dance rhythm according to the music. There are three partners in a partner dance. There's the lead, the follow, and the music. Mm-hmm. And it is as much about connection to the music as it is about connection to each other.
That's a good point, the three partners. So when you teach it, do you sort of spend some time on helping the dancers kind of pick out what the dominant beats are and kind of teaching them to count the way a musician might learn to count?
Absolutely. We teach both rhythm and the variations on rhythms and the different types of rhythms. And we also teach what we call phrasing. Whereas a musician would count in measures of 4 beats in 4/4 time, mm-hmm. a dancer generally, usually, counts in 2 measures or 8 beats.
Okay.
A lot of that is simply because it takes 8 beats of music to complete, you know, a move.
Well, you get a more fluid motion when you stretch it out over more beats. Otherwise, I mean, if you just went 4 beats, it would get kind of herky-jerky, wouldn't it?
It does, and it also gets a little boring.
Sure.
So you add more variety when you stretch it out over 8 beats, and we call that a phrase.
Mm-hmm. So you're really kind of thinking like a musician in order to dance to this music. It kind of adds a layer of complexity to it, makes it sound pretty interesting, Mark.
Indeed, you are. And you do end up with a bit of a musical education. Even you may not need to be a musician. You don't need to be a musician to dance to it, but you will learn a lot about music.
Well, great. Thank you very much for talking with us this morning.
You're most welcome.
Mark Hammer is the President Emeritus of Swing Maui, which offers classes in East Coast, West Coast, Lindy Hop, Blues, Charleston, and Balboa, among other styles. And you can find out more at hpr2.org.
Fish in the sea, you know how I feel. River running free, you know how I feel. Blossom on the tree, you know how I feel. It's a new dawn, it's a new day, it's a new life for me. And I'm feeling.